Hare Krishna. Reading from my glorious master, Mayapur 1976, Understanding Krishna, Prabhupada. You have seen, fixed up thinking of Krishna, Prabhupada said. This is an excerpt from his lecture. Prahlad Maharaj says that the perfection of life is Tavakatasu Vaikuntanata. One should be interested in Krishna Katha. We're interested in so many Kathas. We purchase a newspaper in the morning, such a big volume, and so many Kathas are there. And we read many material dramas and novels, fictitious stories, and killing stories. We're very much attached to these. In all these Kathas, stories, we're interested, but we're not interested in Krishna Katha. This means that I am interested in Katha. That is my nature. But it has become perverted on account of being contaminated by this material world. This is our position. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said that the mind is full of dirty things. Within the core of the heart, there are so many nasty, dirty things, material contamination. But it can be cleansed. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was assured, the whole process of education and advancement of civilization is how to cleanse the dirty mind. Why is it dirty? Lusty desires and greediness. So we should always remember that the mind is both the best friend and the worst enemy. If it remains lusty and greedy, it is our worst enemy. And if it is Krishna conscious, it is our best friend. We have to control our mind. That is very easy. As Ambarish Maharaj did, we have to fix it up. This archana vidhi in the temple is meant for gradually making the mind think of Krishna. You'll come to the temple, you'll see the deity, you'll see Krishna, and you'll think of Krishna. That is the system. Every man, every woman used to go to the temple. This is our Vedic civilization. To make the mind Krishna conscious, always Krishna conscious. If you make your mind fixed up in Krishna and think of Krishna's activities, this lusty and greedy mind will be cleansed. Not only be cleansed, if you think of sex, you'll spit. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. My comment. Fixing our mind on Krishna is the prime sadhana practice to purify the heart. But we products of Kali Yuga culture are not easily able to constantly remember Krishna. The deity worship, the preaching, the chanting, the cleaning, the studying, the cooking, the administrating, plus all the rules and regulations that we follow are assistants to the prime practice of focusing our minds on Krishna and never allowing it to deviate from remembering him. Pride with humility. Prabhupada said, Prahlad Maharaj is feeling proud that you are so affectionate to your devotee. The Lord's name is Bhaktivatsa. He can offer his bhakta any position, even more than himself. Just like Mother Yashoda, she is bhakta, and the Lord has given her the position for punishing him. Mother Yashoda is threatening Krishna that, Krishna, you are very naughty. Now I shall bind you. So Krishna, out of being afraid, was crying. Krishna has given the position to the bhakta that you chastise me, I'll accept it. This is a bhakta's position. This is Krishna's causeless mercy. He can do that. So Prahlad Maharaj is appreciating that I am worthless. I have no qualification. That should be the position of the bhaktas always. Never we should think that I have become big bhakta. No. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita says humbly, I am lower than the worm in the stool. Does it mean that he is actually low? No. But he's feeling like that. An advanced devotee is always so humble and meek, he always thinks of himself as worthless. And still Prahlad thinks the Lord is so kind and favorable. That is his causeless mercy. I'm not qualified. I'm not worthy of this facility. This is humility. My comment. Prahlad Maharaj's pride is that the Lord had chosen him as an object of causeless affection. But because he feels that this is not due to any quality he possesses, his pride and his humility do not conflict. Understanding Krishna. Another excerpt from Prabhupada's lectures. Prabhupada said, you have seen the picture of Lord Vishnu? He's very, very much decorated. But you'll see Krishna decorated with only Vrindavan flowers. That is Krishna's real form. He does not appear with so many hands or many ornaments. No, simple, as a boy. So Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira. What is that? Vanachari, the devotee says. The devotees say Vanachari. Prabhupada, yes, that is Krishna. Krishna is always Yasoda Nandana. He is always ready to be chastised by Mother Yasoda, by the gopis, and sometimes by his friends. That is Vrindavan Krishna. That is real Krishna. And that is real God. Even Brahma, though such an exalted person who creates this universe, becomes bewildered seeing Krishna as a cowherd boy. When Brahma understood that a cowherd boy in Vrindavan is said to be the Supreme Lord, Krishna, who is my master, he wanted to examine whether Krishna, that boy, was actually his master. He took away his calves and cowherd boys for a second and saw that Krishna had expanded himself into so many cows and calves and cowherd boys. Then he submitted. Similarly, Indra also wanted to examine Krishna. So everyone, even Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, and others, big, big demigods, they become bewildered in understanding Krishna. My comment. Lord Brahma and Lord Indra tend to focus on the Supreme as the possessor of unlimited opulence and nothing else. Although we need to know Krishna's opulence too, thinking of him only in terms of his opulence disqualifies us from bathing in the sweetness of his Vrindavan pastimes. In addition, Lord Brahma and Lord Indra at times become skeptical about Krishna's position as the Supreme Lord. If we attempt to practice self-realization based only on our intelligence or practice devotion mixed with fruitive desires, we too will become skeptical about Krishna in his Vrindavan form. Okay, we shall stop here. And Hare Krishna.